This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
That was the Chainsmokers, Something Just Like This. You're listening to Sin 90.7, Get Serial. With Patrick,
Maren,
and Dylan.
Jack, you're also here.
I'm also here. I haven't left. I've been on for most of the show, which is awesome.
It's been so good.
But I'm back.
You're back.
Jack heard us playing that game before and decided that he wanted something just like this.
That was a joke because we just played a song. By the way, Coldplay also featured in that,
that was
song.
A joke. That was a joke.
That was a joke, everyone. Wasn't it good?
Cheeky.
It was amazing.
Now, Jack, you heard us playing Scattergories. And what did you think?
I thought, you know what, this is so simple. I think I can win this. So when Dylan smashed Patrick, I was like, all right, he's pretty good at this. So I reckon I can take you on.
Oh, a challenger has entered the room.
Do you accept the challenge, Dylan?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty good thing you did, because if you didn't, we'd be in trouble.
So, I'm just fearful. I mean,
We need like quiz music for next time if we do this again.
Yeah,
there needs to be like some kind of music to build the sort of the tension. I've always wanted to be.
You
a
could
quiz.
Just make the music with your
With your
voice.
Vocal cords.
Yeah,
I could always do that.
Mm. But to be fair,
Star Wars theme, maybe.
You just take
that.
Oh, what was that one?
I don't know.
No,
it was probably plagiarism.
Sing for me, Pat.
I've always wanted to be a quiz master, and Maren and I are going to do the job.
That's true.
That's what's going to happen.
Pat and Maren are going to be the quiz masters. Pat, you're going to name the letter. We are both going to take turns asking questions. The competitor or the winner of this will be the one who gets the most correct answers in first.
Yes.
I feel like this is my true calling. Oh, I didn't make it as a contestant.
No.
But maybe
you'd be a great host.
So you've been promoted.
Yeah.
You've been promoted to host.
Exactly.
Promoted to host after doing poorly in the competition, which makes sense.
Excellent resume. Right. Yes.
So we're doing best of five, best of seven,
best of five. I think best of five
best
is good.
Easy is an appropriate number of rounds.
Yes.
Pat, name
by
us
both hosts.
Yes. Pat, name us the letter. Whichever letter you want, you have 26 to choose from.
J.
Ooh, J.
So he's already
biased for our producer.
He's already taking my side, which I love.
That's right, Jack.
Mm-hmm. That
Very
is my
good.
Name. Yes.
Jack and Dylan. Dylan, how do you feel about that?
I'm frightful.
You're frightful? Don't worry, you'll be fine. All right, now Pat, would you like to name the first category?
The first category.
Yes.
I think that's since I named the letter. The first category.
Oh, great! All right, beautiful.
What a gentleman.
The letter. Gentlemen, is J.
Yes.
The category. Name me a girl's name.
Jasmine.
Oh, Jack is quite good at this.
Very well done. One to Jack. Excellent.
I could literally, as you were saying the first question, I could literally feel my heart rate elevate. It was like.
I know. I like drawing out the moment of suspense, and I like really clearly being like da da da. Mm. Anyway, Pat, it's your turn now.
Dylan and Jack.
Yes.
The letter. Is J. Mm-hmm. The category is food.
Jam.
Two to Jack with Jasmine and jam.
It is a condiment.
Jack, how are you feeling?
Oh, hang on. Contention. That's fine. A condiment is a food.
It's edible. I think it counts.
That was resolved quickly.
By a contestant, not a host. Yeah.
It's better to say I'm very confident, but
yes.
I'll be fair. I actually assumed the topic of food, so I did have an answer already in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's premeditated the whole thing.
Yeah. I didn't premeditate the girl's name, but...
We got to think of really exciting categories.
Yeah.
That's the challenge for us.
You got one more because
we
if
do.
I win this one, I have one. So.
Well, you never know. We could have a sudden death round like we did last time as well. You never know. Now, Dylan, how are you going?
I'm not going good, clearly.
Jack seems to be very quick at his answers.
Yes.
Is that unsettling for you?
It is certainly unsettling. The fear is rushing through me.
It's one more right answer and Jack could have an unassailable lead here.
Yes.
Or would he?
Oh. Yes,
probably
he
will.
Would actually. That's how numbers are.
The odds are against me.
No, yeah.
All right, awesome. Jack and Dylan. The letter is J. The category. Name me a film.
Jurassic Park.
3 points to Jack. He's in the lead.
3 points to Jack. Unassailable lead. Can he make it a whitewash lead?
Oh, Jack, how did that feel?
I was actually nervous. That split second where I couldn't think of a movie straight off, I was nervous, but yep. I'm still confident.
Excellent. Who knows? You came out swinging.
I know, but who knows? I could lose it in this next question.
So you absolutely could. Now, Dylan, how did you feel about that?
I tried to have my mouth open and ready, thinking that would somehow help me.
Yep.
Clearly not the way the human voice box and stuff works.
All right, points. 3 to Jack, 0 to Dylan.
I've got one that I, as the Quizmasters, haven't been able to figure one out for.
Oh.
So it might be impossible. It might be impossible, but I want to see if Jack, especially Jack, because Dylan... No.
Let's be
no
honest.
Shade
yeah.
here, but
no hate, I get it.
Not, the expectations aren't high. I'm making this worth 3, because I can't think of one.
Okay, so this will be...
This is much more interesting,
so if
yes.
Jack wins... not Jack.
If Dylan wins this...
It'll draw us.
Okay. It'll be level for the last question.
Okay. It's worth 3 points.
Worth
okay.
3 points.
Wow.
Right, but yeah, but if I win this, yeah. It's 5 zips. So,
I'm not sure if it's even possible, okay. This question.
All right.
Okay. Jack and Dylan. The letter is J. The category is body parts.
Jugular.
Oh, my God. It's 6 points to Jack, 0 to Dylan. Oh, my God.
And I have been put to shame yet again.
For anyone who's not listening, would you like to explain what that part of the body is?
So the jugular, I believe, is in the throat. And because there's the expression, cut the jugular. And it's like,
I was thinking the whole
artery.
Time. The
yeah.
whole time I was thinking, what is there that starts with J in the body? And Jack has got
you,
it
I just, I'm actually
immediately.
Going, I'm actually going to put myself on the line here. Live Google that for me. Can you live Google? Can we
live
do that?
Live Google jugular.
Can we live Google? Because I don't feel confident in that answer.
Well, I've heard... No. I think it's a valid answer because sometimes, there's the saying, so if you really insult someone in a way that's really hurtful, you go for the jugular.
Yes.
Yeah. You go for the
it's
main
off
artery.
It's the neck or throat.
Yep. Yeah. No, that counts.
So, and also,
well done!
It's also of a fish's pelvic... fins located in front of the pectoral fins.
Oh my god.
I didn't Wait, even know they it? Had fins around their wow. pelvis.
The more you know.
The
learned.
More you know. We've learned so much.
It's been an education here on Get
Jack,
Serious.
Gold star. Well done.
Oh, thanks.
Excellent job. You're the winner today.
Oh, thank you.
Dylan, you're still a winner because you beat Pat.
Yes.
So got well done,
Silver
gold
medal
star.
For you.
And Pat is the winner because he's in good company.
Oh,
yes.
We're all winners.
And Mary's
everyone.
The winner for being, a fantastic host.
Oh! Great! This is awesome! I feel good. Let's have a dance. Should we play a song, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yes.
Let's do it. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
This is Bad Liar. Because Jack's a bad liar. I was walking down the
street the other day, trying to distract myself. This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.